Hello.
Hi, this is Angela returning your call from customer support. How can I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I have an unauthorized charge on my debit card for you folks, and I'd like to have you refund that if you would.
May I have your zip code?
60538.
Your name?
Roy, last name AL, B as in boy, RECHT.
And your address, sir.
1112, capital letters SE, River Road, and that's Montgomery, Illinois.
Right, thank you for that. It shows here that you have the Hype watch, which is going to be a smartwatch or a fitness watch. It monitors the heart rate and the footsteps. Also, you have the 1 year warranty on the on some Hype pods, which is going to be the earbuds.
No. I have a charge for $69.97 for some subscription thing.
Yes, sir. It's going to be for the watch and the earbuds. You had paid the shipping and handling to receive them on the 3rd of February. And then you have a trial completion charge come out on the 18th and the 19th. You did email in to cancel back on the 4th, but they advised you that you have to call and cancel and ask you to call us. We did not
Okay.
receive a call. And so I
Oh,
went ahead and go ahead. I'm sorry.
well, see, I didn't know I was going to be charged for all this. This was supposed to be a free reward from the post office, and all the charges were going to be was just $7 for shipping, and that was it. And now I'm getting charged almost $70 for these items.
Yes, it did have on the website that it was a trial phase. It asked that you give us a call. We could discuss a discount on the end of the trial charge, or if you felt it wasn't for you, you could return them to avoid the charge altogether.
Yeah,
Let's see here.
it's not for me. I can return the watch, but I didn't need the earbuds, and I gave those to a friend of mine.
All right, bear with me just 1 moment. I'm looking to see because it's a 14-day free trial and it gives you the option to return it during the trial phase with a $9.95 restocking fee. What do you think of the watch, sir? Because we could discount the watch and the earbuds.
Well, with the watch, you can't even turn the darn thing on.
Have you charged it up?
It's fully charged. You press all over the darn thing to turn it on the side, on the top, and it doesn't turn on with you directly touching it. All of a sudden, it'll like go on by itself or something. So I'm not, too crazy about this thing.
All right, so when you press the button on the side,
There
it
is no
does.
problem. There is no button on the side. It's really smooth all the way around.
Let me see here. Bear with me 1 moment and go to the website because we have a few different watches. You have the Hype watch, so it's a nice looking watch. Let's see here. You download and install the WearPoint 2.0. Turn on your fitness band. So it's the band. Did you download the WearFit 2.0 app to connect it to your phone?
Yeah, it's all downloaded and all that on my phone and all that, but
Okay.
there is no button on the watch.
Yeah, we would need to see how that works.
And the thing is, the directions say push the button when there is no button.
There's got to be a button on there somewhere. We just got to figure out where it is.
No, it's all smooth. There's no actual button to push in. I looked all the way around the watch, and there's no button.
Yeah, I'm trying to how to turn on Hype Watch. What we could do at this point, since it's you say you're giving away the AirPods, has a YouTube video on it. Bluetooth smartwatch, Hype Watch.
There was a bunch of YouTube videos on it, and I looked, and you know they're saying push the button, but this watch has no button on it.
So you did watch the YouTube video?
Yeah, and it said, you know, push the button. There's no button on this watch. I tap the screen, I tap the sides, you know, it doesn't pop up.
This is the first time I've run into this issue where but I know it's somewhere on there, but I just, you know, I don't have the watch myself, you know, per se.
Sure.
I was giving instructions on where I'm looking and just how to charge it. I'm pretty sure you know how to charge it with those two prongs.
Yeah, it's all charged, everything, and it's low, but when I want to turn it on, there's no button to turn it on. So I think I would just rather just send it back to you folks and get the refund.
It's outside of the return phase.
Oh, wonderful.
Right. We're going to say we could discount it. But I would like to give you some instructions on how to turn the thing on. And when you said you downloaded the 2.0 and they tell you to turn it on, but then you still don't see exactly what turn it on means.
No, I know what turn it on.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. Where to turn it on.
Yeah, it says push the button. There is no button on the outside of this watch.
And so you say it just automatically comes on when it's charged?
Well, it is. Here, let me get it out of the box. Put it right back in the box because I was so frustrated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's out of the box. Push the button. There is no button on this watch. All the way around, it's totally smooth. You press on the screen, nothing happens. On the directions, it says touch button. There is no touch button. It's all smooth.
Even on the back of it?
Nope. Only thing it's on the back is the charging prongs and then some type of an eye. I think that just measures when it's on, it measures the readings, your pulse and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. But as far as turning on, it's useless. And then trying to set the time, that it was impossible to try to set the time on it.
Looking at a demonstration here on YouTube, and it says turn on fitness band. What they're doing to the watch is right where the fitness band connects to the watch. You kind of press that in a little bit, and that's the turn on. It's pressing, because it is smooth all the way around. But like where the fitness band connects into it, each time they get ready to do something, they're pressing the band right where you connect it into the watch. And that is how you change things and turn it on. That's why it says turn on the fitness band. That's the first thing.
It doesn't turn on at all. Oh, I see. Okay, you've got a slide on the band itself.
Okay.
That you slide over. Now.
It came on?
Yeah, let me, I think.
Well, that's what it says, turn on the fitness band. So it has to do something with that band.
But then the pain, pardon me for putting it this way, but then the pain in the ass is, you slide it over, and then the band falls off.
Well, that's how you remove the band. You remove the band to charge it, right?
Right, and that's how you're supposed to turn it on, I guess.
Right. As it says, turn on the fitness band, so it had to be in the band somewhere.
That's a terrible design. You go to slide it over, and it turns on, but then the band falls off.
The band falls.
Yeah. Oh. Over there. All right, now it's on. Today is Saturday the 20th, correct?
Yes, sir. Once you Bluetooth it to your phone, it syncs the time.
Yeah, that's all sunk in, but then see it. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, this is a really crappy design. You go to turn it on, and it says, switch it with the band. You turn it on, and the band falls right off the damn watch. Ow. So every time you do it, yeah, this is a pain in the drink.
All right, so looking at the account here, you have trial completion charges at $69.97 and $59.97. Well, what we could do is offer you up to 50% off both those charges.
Okay.
And refund that amount back to you as a discount.
See, okay.
It makes
no sense. You slide that over, it turns the watch on, but then the wrist falls off.
I've not heard that, reported back to us in the past with it. I'm not sure, because it should have prongs that comes out that locks it in.
Yeah, it does. But the thing is, what it says is you're supposed to slide the prong over to turn the watch on. And there's no other way to turn the damn watch.
No, there isn't. We barely figured that one out.
Yeah.
It's going to be $34.98 and $29.98. We'll go back to your card on file in 3 to 5 business days. So 50% off the watch and 50% off the earbuds, sir. Send you out refund emails verifying those amounts.
Okay. Now, what if you this one, does that do the same thing?
All right, so there will be no further charges to your account. That's an end of trial charge, a payment for the product, and we went ahead and refunded the 50% off of it. I hope that it
and stop the trial, right?
Yeah, it's it. The trial is completed. That's why it bills you. It bills you when the trial completes, and that's the final charge. So there's no further charges on there. But I hope it works out. You start to enjoy it because, like I said, it has that little thing on there. It'll monitor your heart rate and footsteps. And it should give you instructions with the WearFit 2.0 on how to connect it to your cell phone. And it also, I believe it receives texts. You know, like if someone texts you, and then it'll go to your to that watch.
Okay.
And show you incoming calls and stuff.
Once I can figure out how to turn the damn thing on. Okay. Well, I've got it on. I just have to slide to pin the other one.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know. I'll, you know, once I'm settled down.
You'll get it going.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, it's a benefit to you over the long haul.
Very good. Well, I thank you very much for your help. Is there anything else you need from me?
No, sir. That's it. We got it right away and got your charges discounted. All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling customer support, sir.
You bet. Bye.
You have a great weekend. All right, bye.
You too.